Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
Have you heard of the rapper Too Short?
I don't think so.
He is an American rapper.
No way.
He is best known for his hit songs like The Ghetto and Blow the Whistle.
That sounds amazing.
And Ain't Nothing Like Some Word That I Don't Want to Say Right Now.
Parental advisory.
It was his birthday the other day.
Okay.
And as he does every year, he celebrated with his brothers extremely and very.
Oh. His name's Too Short.
Yeah, I get it.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High. Oh, sorry. I don't know who started then. This is High FM. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
That's me.
We get sent gifts and it's brilliant and it's lovely and it does embarrass us when we get sent gifts.
Because we never give anything apart from those signed Eminem CDs.
We got
just offensive.
Yeah. People come in and meet us, which is lovely. It really, really is. And thank you very much. If you ever pass in the MGM, quite early. Don't come in late in the afternoon looking for us because we are not here. The odd time we get sent things and we know who it's from.
Yeah.
Right? This, George, we have no idea.
No idea
who this is from. Right, I'm going to read this. This is a card. And it says, and this could be all happy. Dear George and Robin, you guys are the best.
But you're going to go sinister.
Yes,
aren't
I am.
You? Because
yes.
You're dramatic.
Dear George and Robin, you guys are the best RJs in the world. I look forward to hearing you every morning. I hope you enjoy the token of my love. Love, MHK.
Now, MHK has also dropped in a token of his or her love.
There.
And here it is here.
Yep.
It is
what looks to be a chocolate cake.
A very nice chocolate cake.
And
it
on
looks
that
like
chocolate
it.
Cake is written...
Thank you, Robin and George.
If you'd like to see this chocolate cake and also see the front of the card, which is a little bit sinister.
It could be taken as a little sinister, yes.
We've just done a video on our Instagram page.
We have.
So at High FM Radio, you see the cake and also see the card. But we'd like to know, who is MHK? Are you MHK?
Do you know MHK?
Can you please get in touch with us if you know MHK?
Quite urgently.
Yes, because we need to know who MHK is, because both myself and George will not be eating this cake unless we know who it's from.
Who or what is MHK?
What is MHK?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Still nothing on who is MHK.
Someone must know.
And I put it out on all social medias now. I've just tweeted it out as well.
Or did this cake come from your bakery? We need to track this down somehow. Help us.
MHK. Who, what is MHK? McDonald's say their quarterly earnings have been much higher than expected. To which myself and George reply,
happy to do our part.
Uh-oh. Hiya.
Here we go.
Robin Banks. George Ryland.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Moaning.
Morning, I'm George Ryland.
Moaning.
News. Economic news.
Big news! Economic news!
That's right.
From the Ryland.
How would you try and gauge public mood when it comes to finances?
Well, you'd have a look. You'd set up an algorithm on social media.
Wrong.
To see. No? You'd ask people.
Wrong.
You'd put something in the paper.
Don't know. Spotify. Yes, right. That is what they're doing at the Bank of England. They actually analyse the types of music streams to see how people are feeling.
I like that.
That's genius.
That is, isn't it? That
isn't
is really
it?
Good. So obviously slower songs, it's bad mood.
Yeah.
Right, bad mood. And faster, more upbeat party songs.
Party!
Then the country's doing well.
Yeah.
I love that. That
I
is genius.
That.
Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Across Oman.
Hi! Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is NASA, right?
You?
Yeah, recognise your voice. NASA!
It's been a while.
Is the cake from you?
No.
Phew.
I wish. I'm busy. I don't have time to bake.
I think this has probably been bought.
This is bakery cake.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Really? We're worth a bakery cake?
Well, I don't know. What's better?
I want to be baked.
Yeah, well, yeah,
so
baking.
Bake for you. It's like, not buy stuff.
Can you imagine if somebody baked that cake? If MHK baked that cake?
I think it'd be outside of the studio.
Oh,
it'd be interesting.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
I googled the MHK, and apparently it stands for Mohawk.
Mohawk?
Yep.
Doesn't shed a lot of light for me.
No, it doesn't really. And that makes it even freakier, doesn't it? If MHK... The cult of Mohawk has sent me and George a cake.
Is that usual for a cult to send out cakes?
It's a nice cult, isn't it?
Asking for a friend. NASA, do you want a piece of cake?
No.
No. Of course he doesn't. I mean, it's just like finding cake, isn't it?
Well,
it's
like in a bin.
Yeah, it's like finding cake. And going,
found his half a burger.
You're walking somewhere in a cake in front of you. It's like,
Yeah. Should we eat this cake? I don't think so.
No.
So listen, we got sent this cake, and it's a chocolate cake. It's a big one, with a note.
Why don't you send it to another radio station?
Send it to Tom. We'll take our names out and put our finger in, but Tom.
Tip excellent. Tom, thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you for doing your job.
You do you.
Yeah, you do it really well.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. When you wake up,
Hi FM. I'm the one.
You all right?
Yes, thanks.
What's up?
No, we don't need to go into that. Carry on.
Come on.
No.
Come on, share it.
Clammy hands.
Are they moist?
No.
They're not moist, but they're clammy.
I know it means the same thing, but no.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's people going, this is the same thing. Do you not like the word moist?
No, I don't. I don't particularly like clammy either, but I don't know. Sweaty hands. Like,
oh, no, you can't say
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Girls don't get sweaty hands.
Well. No, we don't.
Right, anyone wants to come in and shake our hands? If you're passing, come on in. We'll do handshakes in the morning. Do you shower every morning or every night?
Well, I would shower in the evening if I've worked out or had a swim.
Okay.
But then in the morning, yes, before work.
You would do that as well?
Yes.
So what about if you didn't work out the night before?
Then...
You just had a normal day. Normal day, not doing anything. Do you shower in the night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Apparently, there's actually a correct answer for this. Now, right. I shower at night.
You don't shower in the morning?
I don't shower in the morning.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like, it wakes me up a bit in the morning to have a shower, and then I sort of, you know, drag myself into being awake before 5 a.m.
I get that. I am kind of the reverse, because at night it means I've got it out of the way. I can go to bed nice and clean, and then when I wake up, I don't have to worry about taking a shower.
Yeah, but are you still as clean 5-6 hours later?
According to this, the correct answer is... You should be showering at night. Thank you. This is according to dermatologists, George.
Okay.
It's better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day. And sleep experts say it also fits in better with your body's natural rhythms.
Are they taking into account quite how hot it is and the fact that the aircon's struggling a bit?
Yeah, but you haven't got your service. You haven't called my men.
No, no.
And one more thing. According to a new poll, 61% of people say they shower at night versus 39% who shower in the morning.
Okay.
Or if you're like me... When you take your weekly shower. Is it in the morning or in the night?
Oh, never get in a swimming pool after him.
Podcast.
It's Hi FM.
Hello.
Are you alright?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine.
Doing weird voices this morning. You're tired?
No, I don't know. I just thought that added to it. Bit of meat on the bones.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what the show's been missing, is it?
Hi.
Now the show's great. If only we'd have known.
Take that into your day.
How could we have known?
That guy and girl on Hi FM, a guy does weird voices sometimes. I love it.
I love it. Facebook.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg has made an announcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are going to set up their own dating feature.
I thought that was already like a feature on Facebook.
Oh, no, this is new now.
Trawl it, you know.
This is much easier.
So what's happening?
All you have to do is give Facebook a couple of quid and they give you all their information.
Yay! Facebook really wants you to love them again. So maybe if they find you an actual person to love, some of that affection will transfer over to them.
Ooh.
It's genius, George. It's genius.
It's the new dating game. here's your host, Mark Zuckerberg.
There are 200 million people on Facebook who list themselves as single. This is going to be for building real long-term relationships, all right? Not just hookups.
Now it's time to meet the singles.
You know, the reality is we haven't even built any features to help people find partners. So we're excited to start rolling this out soon.
Join us next time for the new dating game.
Coming soon.
Whenever they get this all sorted out.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
Get up. Hi, FM.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, good morning.
T-Paul.
Is it T-Paul on the phone?
Yes.
Hello, T-Paul. How's it going?
1.5 kilos. How are you?
Dude, is there some...
Sat-nav.
Is this in the sat-nav's in the background.
1.5 kilos. Please turn right.
Your destination is behind you. Turn around
now. The thing
now.
Is, I'm not driving.
Oh, you're not driving? Okay.
No, who's... No. This is just the... we're on our way to Dubai and...
All right.
I just brought the GPS for just some
company.
Areas in Dubai.
I hope you got some car snacks. It's going
to
be a while.
You go to IKEA. I'm going furniture shopping. No. That's what I'm doing. All right, T-Paul. Did you send that cake in? Are you MHK?
No.
We got sent a cake. We did a whole bit about
it. Wow.
About an hour ago. Yeah, but we don't know who it's from, T-Paul. So we're not eating it, basically.
Safety reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of safety. Anyway, T-Paul, what's going on?
I've got a load of freebies for you.
What kind of freebies?
Some nice designer-type body oil. Direct, beautiful body oil.
I'm not having him oiling up in the studio. That's, No, it's no from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
No. It's really cool stuff. Beat, Tom Ford, everything. Really nice.
Knock off. Oh, mate, you are too nice. Listen, dude, you are too nice.
You are
because
lovely.
All we've got here is signed M&M CDs to give to you.
And you've already got one of them. How are you enjoying that?
It's in my glove compartment.
Yeah, funny thing is, when I put it in, it isn't M&M.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM. I'm the one. This is Hi FM, it's Robin Banks.
That's me over here.
I'm George Ryland.
Yep.
So we work in radio.
I'd use the term work very loosely.
So we're supposed to know everything about music.
Well, I know, I hate that.
I hate it too, like a pub quiz, worst nightmare.
You're my team, come on, we'll do the music round. Oh, please don't. It doesn't work like
please
that.
Please don't, I've got food poisoning or something.
Go to the toilet, get my phone out. What was that? Shazam.
Shh. Oh, yeah, I'll happily cheat. I do, however, think we could be excused for not knowing about this band.
Okay.
Have you heard of Hatebeak?
Hatebeak.
Yes.
No, I've never heard of Hatebeak.
They're a death metal band.
But I love it. Love it already.
But they stand apart because I believe they are the only band with an avian lead singer.
An avian lead singer?
Yes, that's right. A parrot.
I am not a parrot.
Oh, yes.
But it is a parrot. They don't tour... because it would be unfair on the parrot.
Right, okay.
They split up a few times, musical differences, but they've got back together.
Lead singer flew away.
Yeah.
Somebody left the window open. Yes!
Yes!
Good morning, people! Oh, God.
Who thought that was a good idea?
This is just... I don't know whether this is genius... or just plain stupid.
No, do you know what's genius? They're
what?
Publicity shots. You got the two dudes, right? Yeah. With the death metal poses. Right. And a parrot on his shoulder.
I'm brilliant. I love it.
We should get them in. That's enough!
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. At High FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Yesterday, we received a gift. We got a massive chocolate cake. There's a picture all over our social media. And there's also a video as well. And the reason we did this was because we needed to find out who it was from.
Because all it said was love, M-H-K.
K. And so it said,
Dear George and Robin, you guys are the best RJs in the world. I look forward to hearing you every morning. Hope you enjoy the token of my love.
We don't eat anything that we don't know where it comes from.
That's a general rule for life, isn't it?
Especially when you hear on the radio and something gets sent in.
Yeah.
So we needed to find out who MHK was. Couldn't do it yesterday on the show. And then we put out a video on Facebook. Yes, a lot of imposters.
It was me!
It was from me.
Was it? Yeah. No.
So I have a phone number here. I have not called this phone number, so I don't know if this person is telling the truth or not, but I think this could be somebody who knows who MHK is.
So we could get a little closer,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay.
I know it's early, but I didn't say that I was going to call. This is not going to answer, is it?
Come on now.
This is not going to answer. Oh, please, come on.
We need to know.
This cake is going to go off.
Hello?
You did answer!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Guess who?
Any ideas?
Give me a second, please.
Oh, hang on. No, where are you going? Don't go.
Please come back.
It's on the radio. This is not going to make good radio.
Ah, here we go.
Hello. Are you the same person that we just spoke to?
Yes.
You are?
Are you okay?
Right. Yeah, is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of trying to get my daughter ready for school.
You sent a message saying that you know who MHK is.
Yes, it was my sister, actually, and she's out of town.
Are you sure? Because we got a lot of messages saying, it's from me.
I know, I'm pretty sure, but the thing is she does not want to be revealed either, so...
Well, hang on a minute. She can't send a lovely cake...
An anonymous lovely cake.
And then just sign it MHK, because that is a bit freaky.
Yeah, you know, she likes anonymity.
How long has she been out of town for, though?
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to be back in a week.
In a week? We can't wait that long. The cake can't wait that long.
When did she leave?
She left the day she sent you guys the cake.
So, that's even freakier! That's just wrong! All right. Is there any chance that we can get her phone number?
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to her.
No, don't talk to her! Don't do that! She'd love a surprise! She would!
She won't.
No, she will! She will!
No, I'm not willing to risk this.
All right, okay. But MHK is definitely your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And what does MHK, what does that stand for? Can you at least give us that?
No, I'm not going to say that.
No! What? You mean you're not even going to tell us her name?
Sorry.
Oh, you are unbelievable. We can't eat this cake.
I know I am.
We can't, it's poisoned. It is. All right,
well,
listen.
You're going to let go of a perfectly good cake.
Oh, okay then. All right, listen, thank you so much for taking the call and get back to your daughter, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. You sound sane, by the way. You sound like you're all there, unlike your sister.
We know where the crazy went.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Weekday morning.
High FM.
Oh, hello. She's got a script. It's written down. It's all from the top of our heads, don't you know?
And now on High FM, aeroplane etiquette.
Thank you, George.
Expedia did a study. We've got five things that people can't stand on flights.
Okay, can I guess what they are?
You can have a go.
Smelly person next to you.
It's not on there.
Big person next to you.
It's not on there.
Really?
I know! Who are these people, they asked? You've got, in at number five, partiers.
Partiers?
I've never had that on a plane.
No, I've seen videos of that, but I've never had
it. But in real life,
it.
No. Yeah. Inattentive parents at number four.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Excessively noisy people at three.
Yeah, again, I would have put fat people above that.
People that kick your seat at two.
Yes.
This one I find really yes. odd because it's yeah. coming at the top spot.
Right.
Barefoot passengers. Unless you're really smelly, that's your problem
that
if you want to go
yeah.
barefoot on a plane.
I agree with you.
Especially if you're going to the loo. Like,
oh, you put your shoes on if you're going to the
filth.
Bathroom.
Yeah. But for me, there's loads more that should have come higher than that. Like you say,
yeah.
people, they're all in your space, whether that's because they don't fit in their seat
yeah.
or like I had yesterday. Could you put your elbow back on your side, please?
Chatters. People who want to chat to you.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Please don't talk to me.
Snorers.
Snorers is another
or
one.
Or just
yeah.
weird nasally noises.
Like, yeah, and you do
that
hear
was all
them.
Going on yesterday and eating.
Eating noises. Oh, I hate that.
I've never seen this before. Yeah. This guy with his sandwich.
Right, what did
so
you do with
this
sandwich?
Is the sandwich?
No,
sandwich in the wrapper.
You're picking up the Muscat Daily pretending it's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
So usually you would take the sandwich from the wrapper
yeah.
and eat it.
Right.
He ate his.
In the wrapper.
Like that.
He just didn't want to drop any. That's
doing?
What it is. He didn't want to drop any.
Very weird people. And also...
Oh, there's more.
This really gets me.
Okay.
When you're sitting there, you're minding your business.
Yes, yes.
And the person behind
yanks
on the back of your
yeah,
seat to get up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
she's making that noise.
Oh.
Don't do that to the Ryland.
There must be other stuff, though.
Is there any other stuff?
That annoys you when you're flying.
Yeah. Really annoys you.
Ah, what gets your goat?
Oh, nice. It's our topic for today.
1, 2, 3, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with
Hiya Fam.
We threw it out there, what annoys you on planes.
What winds you up?
When you're travelling. There was a list of five things which we didn't really... agree with?
No, I
the
thought
majority
there was way more irritating things. And I've forgotten some stuff. I've had some messages in and I
all
completely
right.
agree. Right, Joe is saying about stuff coming from the seat in front of you, whether that be someone's hair or an elbow through the seat or there's, you know, just keep yourself in your space.
It's nice if you are behind someone and you have a child next to you. Because you can sort of just lean over and pull their hair or something and then blame it on the kid. I found that out.
Nice.
On more than one occasion.
Also,
yeah.
when someone moves your stuff that's in the overhead bin, get
oh,
off my stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
get
yeah.
Get
yeah.
off my
I
stuff.
Hate that. Even though they're moving it just to make more room, you still feel like you just want to get up and...
Stop touching it. Stop touching
yeah,
my
exactly.
bag. Stop touching my
yeah,
bag.
Yeah.
And also, this one.
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Playing games with the sound on.
Yeah,
you selfish,
yeah.
selfish human.
Turn it down, would you? Tim's on the phone. Hello, Tim. What annoys you?
What annoys me when I arrive at the airport,
right?
To the drop-off baggage.
Yeah.
And there's people there that have oversized their luggage and aren't allowed on the plane.
Yes.
And then they argue, right?
I argue all the time and hold up the whole line.
Yeah.
What do people
yeah.
do at check-in? Like it takes me 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know,
like,
right?
What are you talking about?
Well, they're arguing.
About?
They're arguing, aren't they?
Oh.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're arguing about their oversized baggage.
I hear you, Tim.
Nice one, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
Do you post selfies every day?
Not every day, no.
Not every day, okay.
In fact, it's been weeks. You
has
know
it?
When you just can't take a good picture? So like, yeah,
no, I don't know that.
Oh,
hello.
Shut up.
I know.
You see what we took yesterday?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, right? Mum says I'm special. Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys!
According to this, and this is out of England, taking a photo every day and posting it on your social media improves your well-being.
Is that after you've filtered it to the back and beyond?
The researchers focused on selfies and they say that it works for any photo.
Even ours?
They found when you stop what you're doing to take a photo and then share it with the world, it keeps you motivated, sharp and engaged with your friends.
No, not ours.
So you feel less lonely and more in tune with the rest of the world.
They definitely didn't see ours.
I've got a lot of ways I describe people who post daily selfies, but mentally healthy isn't one of them.
I don't think you'd describe us as that either.
Oman's High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Stop. Oh. This is not the way we should start a bit. The other radio stations do it properly.
Moving on swiftly.
Hello, this is High FM.
I've got a good thief story. Come on, let's get to it.
All right, okay. Is this a dumb criminal?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, brilliant. I love these.
This is a little unusual, though.
Come on, then.
This was in London.
London, mate!
London!
Oh, what, mate?
A hooded man with a knife.
A hooded claw.
Robbed at McDonald's.
Right.
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so at the moment, they've got Monopoly going.
Oh, yeah.
I love their Monopoly. Yeah, but you basically might win a box of fries or a drink, and that's about it. No one ever really completes the board, do they? It's a myth.
They give these cards out, and you've got to match them. So you've got to pair them up, right?
Yeah, so you get your Monopoly board, and there's stickers on everything that you buy, like a drink, a burger, some fries, and that's either a free gift or it's one of the Monopoly pieces, and you stick it on your board.
There's massive big prizes that they're advertising if you get like a pair of like Mayfair.
You're going to need to go some on the burgers though, aren't you?
Yeah, you really are.
But people do get quite into this.
Yeah.
This guy broke into the McDonald's, grabbed a box of the stickers and vouchers.
You would do, wouldn't you though?
And off he went.
You would do.
But it's obvious who it is.
Who is it?
Come on.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, this is so blatant.
So blatant. McDonald's. Okay, where's she going on this? I don't know.
Don't you?
Oh, here we go. Hang on. Let me get ready. Let me get ready. I'm ready.
It's the Hamburglar.
Good morning to you. It doesn't get better than that.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
Put a video on Facebook at High FM Radio. Hang on, let me just pull it up. I'm not going to play it. It was about the worst things that you encounter when you're flying.
Are you doing this so people look at the picture of me eating a newspaper?
I picked that as the thumbnail. Yeah. I thought it was great. Well, I just thought that people would see that on their feed and think, why is that girl eating the Muscat daily? And
I think people see it's me and don't even wonder why I'm eating the Muscat daily.
If they know you,
that's what she's like.
So that video is on our Facebook and it's getting some comments on it and what people don't like when they are flying.
Oh, that's such a good point. People pecking away. You know when you've got, like if you're playing a video game, if you're changing the movie or something on your screen, and you have to tap it.
Is this Mark Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like some people punch it.
Punching away,
doing behind me?
Mark says, whatever happened to the gentle touch? Andy says, lean on your own seat when getting in and out.
So true.
Why lean on my seat? Crying children's getting a lot of love there.
I'm not sure what's going on with Graham.
What, Graham?
Yeah.
Graham McWraith says, and this is just brilliant, sore arms.
I don't get it.
Sore arms.
Sore arms.
Yeah. So the question, what do you hate when flying?
Oh, right. It makes your arms sore.
Sore arms.
She gets it! Oh, it took 2 days.
Get up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up.
This is High FM. Oman.
No, he's not answering. Oh, I'm a bit worried now.
Worried about what?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Steve! Dude, where are you? You're late.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just going to get your coffee now and then I'll come.
Well, that's George. George says.
No problem. No problem.
That wasn't me, by the way. I'm just happy to see you. That's all.
No, I'm here. I'm near your studio now. I'm just going for coffee.
Oh, well. Aww.
I feel bad now.
Yeah. I was going to say that you screwed up our timings for this hour.
I know I have, sorry.
You'll have
one
to be.
Thing, one cappuccino.
Oh, bless him. Oh, he's ordering it now.
Sorry. But still bring it, please.
T-Paul, you'll have to be an 8 o'clock bit now. I hope you don't mind.
No problem. No problem.
All right?
No problem.
8 o'clock's a big hour. Thing. You do your
it's
thing.
It's a big hour. Not for us. But generally, radio.
Bring him into it. All right. I'll see you in a bit, T-Paul.
Thanks very much.
We really we did nothing, mate. Get up.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
This is High FM's Robin Banks over there.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Good morning to you, George.
We need to speak about plants.
I don't know why we need to, but we're going to.
Well, you know, some people say that if you talk to them, they grow better.
Yeah, that's been around for years.
Prince Charles in the UK is a big fan of that.
Big fan of talking to plants. I can't comment on that because I don't talk to my plants. They may grow better. Who knows? They might like it.
They do.
They do?
Yes.
Right.
And this relates to bullying, which is why this is important.
Oh, okay.
So, for Anti-Bullying Day on the 4th of May here in the Middle East,
right,
IKEA did an experiment, right? Two plants.
Wow.
One plant.
No, I know what you're going
to... People had to be nice to and compliment it.
Wow, okay.
Looking good. And the other plant, you had to be mean to. So loads of school children did this. So you got the plant being bullied.
Right, okay.
And the plant that wasn't being bullied.
I see this.
To see what difference it made.
Over how long?
30 days.
30 days.
What do you reckon?
Well, obviously, I think because you're doing this bit, the plant that people were nice to is beautiful, and the plant that people were not nice to and bullied is like, oh my God, look at those pictures. That's crazy,
isn't it?
And they were both in the same place, yeah?
Yes.
They were both in the same place.
Yes.
If they were both in the same place, then how does the plant that's looking really nice now not know that when you were talking to the other plant, it wasn't overhearing it and thinking it was for it?
No, it's the same as in a playground, isn't it? You don't get bullied, but mistakenly accept some compliments from over there. What's wrong with you? Oh, it is a nice skirt, isn't it? Thank you.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Latte.
Latte. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, dear me. He's arrived.
How are we doing?
Yeah, we're all right.
Better now.
Come on up to that microphone there.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's good.
T. Paul is here.
Yes.
Yeah, T. Paul.
Good morning.
It's supposed to be here at 7:30.
traffic.
No. Don't say that. You're too nice. The reason why he wasn't here at 7:30 is because George, over the airwaves, put in an order for a latte.
I may have said something.
And a cappuccino. And then T. Paul messaged back, goes, now 7:45, one latte, one cappuccino. But you've made it. You're here. You're here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
You always come in bearing gifts, right?
Yes.
So...
nice gifts this time. No,
what do you mean this time? What are you saying about...
Nothing.
...the gifts
time? Nothing.
I still have my Bangkok fridge magnet.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I love that.
And a bell.
Also, my little bell.
Yeah.
That comes in very useful at home. Hello? Service, please.
Yeah, coffee.
And he's brought us in some coffees. Actually, I think we should give you our gift first, because last time you were in, we gave you a lovely gift. Have you used that gift?
No.
No. Great.
Well, let's try again.
Right. We've got you a little something. Do you want to give it to him? This is brilliant.
Thank you very much.
And it's nicely wrapped in today's Muscat Daily.
As usual.
As usual. Look at this. T-Paul's now opening it. He's opening the gifts. Look at that. And it's signed...
Okay.
That's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Right up your strata, that is.
And Tyo Cruz.
Signed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Superb.
I don't know who they're signed by.
Shukran.
All right, listen, let me play a song. Can you hang around for a bit or you don't have to?
No, I'm fine.
Of course. All right, stay there. Robin Banks and George Ryland. What up, everybody? So glad you're here. Live from Muscat
Grand Mall. Don't stop. FM. Morning.
All right, morning. Last week, French President Emmanuel Macron met with President Trump, and it was all over the news, social media, everywhere. They were hugging, they were holding hands, even rubbing each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
And Trump said, oh, there's a bit of dandruff, and just get it off there. I know why he was doing that.
Why?
Because he was just trying to make Melania jealous, wasn't he?
Yeah, it looked like that really worked.
Good morning. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us.
because we don't have any.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryan's there. And T-Paul's here.
Hi.
Hi. T-Paul's here. And T-Paul has come in, as usual, bearing gifts. But we have given him, if you just tuned in now, our gifts.
Really nice gift.
Which is lovely gifts, which is more signed CDs to add to his signed CD collection. So you've got Eminem.
Yep.
Yes.
And now you've got Tyo Cruz and you've got Nicki Minaj.
Correct.
That's all right, isn't it?
Excellent.
That's quite super. Nice. I'm glad that you're happy with that.
I'm just looking at their signatures. Maybe I need to go online and just check this. This is a real one, not the real one.
Why are you saying that?
They're signed by artists.
Yeah, they're signed. Right, they're signed.
Yeah, I can see, yes, I can see.
I'd just like to put my hands up, and also George as well, before our time.
Yes.
Right, before our time.
Nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with us.
Okay.
They were just over there. They signed a lot of them, didn't
yes.
they? They signed a lot of them.
Yeah, that but, time when yes. Slim Shady came and sat for the day. Oh, dear.
Anyway, it's always lovely seeing you.
And thank you. Is, lovely to see you too, yes.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Is it really lovely seeing us?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Because
yeah.
when you said that, you're actually looking down. You're not actually looking
at us. No, I was looking at the CDs.
Oh,
and
right.
checking the...
Yeah.
Checking the
still blown signs. Away by them.
Yeah, I'm still
blown,
blown
away.
Away.
Can't believe it, can he? Right, you have. What have you brought in?
I bought you what they call designer type body oil.
Right. Okay. Are you being really careful with your description? Yes, he is. Look at the way he's looking up.
Not really.
All right. Okay.
But what it is it's pure oil. There's nothing
oil.
In it. No alcohol. No nothing. So
right.
it's very good for the body. It's got vitamin C and it's also got aloe vera.
Okay. Do you sell this or something? Is that why you? Is this like a little?
No, no.
Hustle?
We. I have somebody that has started a company. Yes.
Oh, right.
And I come with him to sell this in Oman. We're looking to open a shop.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Great. So
we're hoping to open a shop in Soha and. Sell the body oils in the shop.
But, all right. Yeah. So you want some free advertising? You want to try it on us? See if we die.
Yeah, see if you like it.
And then if not, open a shop. That's really good.
Yes, we are, yeah. That's what we're thinking.
Okay,
yes.
So...
Well, I've not died. And I smell amazing now.
There is a rather nice smell in the studio.
It's me!
Hello, everybody! It's me.
Wow, I'm going to walk around the mall after this.
All right, mate. It's always lovely to see you. Thank you so, so much.
Pleasure,
oh,
no problem.
We do need one thing before you go.
What do we need? Oh! Yes, yes, we have got a little thing for you. Well, it's not actually for you, it's actually for us. We would love it if you come on our Instagram and just, like, you know, just do a little bit.
To sell the show.
Yeah,
for us,
don't.
Really.
Why are you saying that now? Don't say that.
Okay.
Because that script that you've written is going to be out of sight. Right?
I think we can class that as out of sight anyway.
Right. So hit up our Instagram at High FM Radio in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
There'll be an endorsement from a listener.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
And T-Paul is still here.
Hey, hi.
Who has just ruined our Instagram.
Yeah.
It didn't go as planned
we
at
asked
all.
One
well, it was live.
One
it was.
Job,
it,
Paul. It was, one job.
We're live here. We don't muck it up as badly as you mucked it up on Instagram.
Oh, thank
made
you,
us
thank
look
you.
Like fools.
Yeah. Couldn't even read. You couldn't even read it. Have you saved that? Is it going to be saved as well?
Should yeah.
We'll put that out on our social media.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
Communication would have been good, say, Paul, when you sit down, read this.
What? It said, hi, I'm T-Paul. Yeah. Who else do you think it was for?
It was quite obvious. It was one bit of paper that was out of camera shot that all you had to do was
read.
Just read it.
Okay.
That's all you had to do. T-Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
always
you.
Super, thank
a
you.
Pleasure.
Always a pleasure coming
seeing
here. Thank you,
you
very much.
All right, thank you. T-Paul!
T-Paul!
T-Paul! 1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
When you wake up.
This is High FM. Good morning. IMHO is one of those internet acronyms that's been around since people were chatting on AOL. So who knew it would cause such a massive Twitter debate more than two decades later?
In my honest opinion.
You think the H stands for honest.
What else could it be? Humble?
The internet is majorly divided right now on what the H stands for.
Internet's got too much time on their hands.
I-M-H-O. Is it in my honest opinion, like you think, or is it in my humble opinion?
Does it even matter?
It really does make a difference. It matters.
Okay.
In the tone of how you're using I-M-H-O, depending on which one you think that you're saying.
Well, and this is why sometimes you just need to have a conversation with someone face to face. My days.
BuzzFeed put up a poll, and after more than 150,000 votes, honest is leading humble by about a 60-40 split.
Right.
Which is really weird, because I always used to think it was humble, in my humble opinion.
How dare they disagree with you? How dare they? Now I see why we need a debate.
I-M-H-O.
Honestly.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
You alright?
Yeah.
Good. It's High FM.
This is quite early.
Avengers Infinity War has dozens of superheroes with various powers. So which superpower would you want if you had a choice?
Can I choose Batman's money?
What have you got?
Money. I'm rich.
Loads of it.
2,000 people were asked to name any superpower they wish they could have, and I have just here the top 10.
Hang on, before that, an actual superpower. Yeah. I've always thought invisibility, but that's a double-edged sword.
Really? Why is that?
It's like being in someone's head. Like, you could just be anywhere.
Oh, God.
The stuff that you might hear, you can't unhear it.
I know where I'd be. Number 10, super intelligence.
No, thank you.
No. Number 9, shape-shifting.
Nope.
No, again, no. Number 8, super strength.
Meh.
Number 7, immortality. Yeah.
That's a tricky one, that, because, you know.
Yeah, I know. But also, not dying is way down at number 7. Number 6, the ability to communicate telepathically.
That's kind of a one-way street, though, isn't it? If you're the only one with that.
Yeah. Number 5, super healing abilities. Now, it's not clear if that means just yourself or other people.
You can make a lot of money if it's other
people.
You
could do, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Ka-ching. Number 4, teleportation. No, I'm over here, George.
Yeah, that I'd go for.
Number 3, time travel.
What if you got stuck?
Number 2, being able to fly.
That's pretty cool.
And the most popular choice was invisibility.
See, I think that's a mistake. I think you want the teleportation or the being able to fly.
I'd be happy with just having my wife hear me the first time I spoke.
What?
Actually, I'm surprised that there weren't any votes for always putting the USB thing in the right side up.
It's a myth. It's not possible.
On the first try.
Oman's
High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.